Joining us in the studio with some special news, Robbie Slater.
Well, that's what I get usually when I talk. FFS. What's Robbie talking about? FFS. Hey, Blocker.
Hello, champion.
Good to see you, my son.
Mate,
Oswell, Clarky.
Ah, Slater.
Looking super. Well, Clarky's just done 50 push-ups underneath the desk.
No.
How good does he look?
Mate, he looks far too good. He looks like he should still be captaining Australia.
Robbie, you know what I call him now? The man for all seasons. I reckon he's that stylish. If he plays golf, he's got the golfing gear on. If he goes sailing, he's got the sailing.
Horrible golfer, horrible sailor.
He could be any athlete.
But I reckon he had the gear on.
Has he had teeth whitening? I need a bit of that as well, actually. So do you, Gerard, by the looks of it.
Oh, thanks. I know.
You get the take
home. I need a lot of things.
He's looking just a picture of health.
And what about me?
You're like a good French. You're like a bottle of red, mate. Yeah. I just get better with age.
I got a couple of teeth removed, but not by the dentist.
Not by the dentist. I was listening to your interview. It was a great interview, by the way. Back in the day, that was the phrase for the day.
Yeah, I think
back in the day,
It sounded a little bit to me like, and it would be a great segment on this show. No one's ever done it before. Where are they now?
Well, we did Friday Legend.
Friday Legend?
Yeah. And I guess Greg Dowling.
He's a legend for
sure. Fitting that bill this morning.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm. I got good at ducking when I played against him.
Good at ducking.
Well, he seemed to think he had to duck a couple of times as well, Block.
Not really, mate. It's all a myth.
But you are joining us in the studio, Robbie. You're bestowing us this honour.
It's been a while. Mm. This honour. Yeah. Mm. Some might put it the other way. Yeah, look, it's always good to come in the studio.
It is.
Yeah, you look like you're waiting for something.
Well, we've got some special news for us, I'm told.
Some special news. Third wife? No.
not yet.
That's not happening. Actually, I just dropped off my second ex-wife to the coffee shop. I'm meeting her after.
Gee, you're a nice bloke.
Tilt? Yeah.
You're still talking.
Tilt.
That's
Tilt
good
at Forest Hill.
I'm at Tilt. And,
you'll be on Tilt.
No. Today, I'll be on Tilt. I'm feeling a bit tilted. This will be my last show for a while, I think, because... Yeah, I'm moving on to other pastures. Got a gig, son. Yeah, it's good, and be doing more columns for News Corp, and lots of columns doing World Cups, and really looking forward to obviously continuing to do Fox Sports News and the back page, which is good, and I'll be seeing Blocker around as I usually do.
I'll be there, mate. Well, extra time into the makeup room when I go into.
Yeah. Well, they don't even bother with me. Mate, I sit in the chair for about 10 seconds. But it's I've been doing this for a long, long time, so it's going to be a bit of a miss,
mate.
I'm going to miss it.
Delighted for you, gutted for us for that reason. Mm. I mean, let's face it, you're one of two Australians to win a Premier League title.
Mm.
So, and we'll miss your forthright view. Simple as that. You don't miss. We love that.
I get such good feedback on the email here that I'm sure I'm going to be missed. FFS. But look, there's a saying that don't be sad that it's over. Just be happy that it happened.
Mm,
and I would say that it's been a great time here. Benny Lloyd,
Luscious.
Will, Nick, who's not here. Mario is out there, who's testament that you never ever say goodbye.
Mick's there,
and Mick's there as well. Jono. Everyone, Jamie, I just, how good is Jamie looking?
Mate, she's training the house down.
She is fit and strong.
Yeah, she's training
Seriously, she is unbelievable. And, we've Mossy, of course, who I think you'll be hearing from more. Mossy texted me straight away with her.
Was he happy for you?
He was so happy
Mate,
for
Mate, you'll be back. Such he a says, good man. You'll
said,
be back.
He said, come on, let's go for beers. It's my shout. he's a good mate, obviously, and he'll so lots of people to thank, but particularly Benny Lloyd, who stood by me in dark times, won't be forgotten. And you
You'll
guys are still
You'll
here. You never
be
know.
Spoken
son.
About, let me tell you.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Every day.
I know. I'm going to miss Loz. Loz, the ultimate great man, nice guy. That's why he was never a great coach, because everyone, he was too good a bloke.
Too nice?
Everyone loved
him. No, I'm not having a go at him. I know he's a good coach, but he just didn't want to let people down.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Everyone loves him.
He's a champion and a legend. one of the greatest ever. So
no doubt,
and does not get talked about enough as a great player.
Mm. Yeah, that's.
I'm telling you, he was a sensational.
Well,
player,
every time I see Loz, sometimes with Bulldog Richie, unfortunately, we catch up for a beer. But any like my kids or if I talk about Laurie, it's first and foremost.
Yeah.
What a legend. What a great player. Hey, not many people have statues.
True that.
Yeah. Even if there is bird crap all over it every time I go down there, they rarely clean it, so.
We've got some support here on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to hearing R. Slater away from a cafe or dropping kids off at school. Good luck for the future, great man. Mitch from Tamworth.
Mate, Mitch from Tamworth. Oh, mate, I've got a mate who moved up to Tamworth recently. He's up near the golf course. He loves it. Moved away from the Tamworth. From the big city. Yeah, Tamworth.
Hey, I think Josh Hazlewood's from Tamworth.
I think he might be off.
Yeah. David Brooks spoils their good looks.
I'll tell you what, you're living in an inopportune time. I mean, we've got a World Cup coming up. What are we going to do, Clarkie?
I'll still call Robbie. I don't care if he's not working with us. I want his honest opinions. I think that's the
just
one.
Call, thing. Well, you can. No, see, the thing
thanks,
is.
Thanks, mate. You're leaving us high and dry.
Yeah, no. See, you can still call me because I can do any radio station. And Benny knows this because I've often called him and said, mate, they've called me. When is a Socceroo game? I'm a former Socceroo, so I'm allowed to talk to anyone.
There you go.
So you're allowed to
we'll
have
find
your pick.
Good.
Loophole.
You know what I mean?
Find a little loophole.
Here we go.
Chain.
I'm doing the best to do myself out of the job already. I haven't even started.
Yeah, but you knew
it's breaking the rules, as we do,
Clark, Robbie. You know my luck. Someone will call this afternoon and ask, mate, didn't you read the small print? Mate, it's fallen through.
Extra page on the contract?
Hey, Robbie, you always tell the truth. I want to know the development of young players in Australia. Are you happy with the way it's going or not?
I'm getting wound up here.
No, you're not. We're just laughing at your text message. Oh, sorry, blocker.
Yeah. Mate, it's been 15 years of, I call it abuse of the football kids in the last 15 years. And it's coincided with the A-League. The A-League was supposed to be the dawn of a new era. Mm. And for some years it was, but it was, it covered up what was happening to the kids. The kids had nowhere to play. When you think of when the A-League started, so you had the death of the NSL, 18 months till the A-League started. Kids had nowhere to play. First 3 years of the A-League, there was no youth league. You're talking a generation of players who missed out on playing. And when the A-League youth league did start, it was 18 games, soon became 8 games. So the kids have literally had nowhere to play. It's got a little bit better over the last couple of years with the NPL sides, and people who follow the game will know what I'm talking about with the Wanderers, Sydney, and the Mariners playing in the NPL. But, mate, I coach kids, and what the Dutch did, particularly, we put our hands when Gus Hiddink qualified in 2005, and we went with Dutch technical directors, and Graham Arnold touched on, and I think it's what got us to the World Cup. The 2 weeks of those games, Jordan, UAE and Peru, he started talking about the Aussie DNA. Clark, you know exactly what that is. Mm. The Aussie DNA, the will to win, the fighting spirit. The Dutch told us you win nothing with fighting spirit. Put it away. We need to, Hamburger, direct quote, stop the fight ball. Well, excuse me.
Ooh.
That was wrong. Because you know what, in Australian history, and it goes beyond sport. It goes back to the Anzacs. What do they talk about when they talk about the Anzacs? They talk about the Aussies' fighting spirit. And it's with us. Now, of course, other countries have it. But for Aussies, it's something that we are brought up with. It's in every facet of our life. And the Dutch told us, nah, that's crap. Winning is important. Isn't important for kids. Forget about the fighting spirit. And look what it's given us. Mm. It's given us an era now of no players in the EPL. I think one player in Liga, put it this way, in the big five leagues, when I left, we had something like 18 players. Now we have none. So, the fighting spirit, and I loved what Graham Arnold said, and everyone knows he's my best mate, but I stood by him because I knew that the job he'd done was difficult through COVID, through the pandemic, and he got unfairly bashed by social media in particular. But in respect to the kids, I think it's getting better, but if we can take that, what Graham Arnold said, and put that back into our coaching and our bringing up these kids playing the game together with, I know you got to practice your technique. You've got to practice and that. But don't take away our DNA.
Yeah. Give me someone with spirit any day.
God's sake, that was...
I can't believe it.
Well, Block, you said it this morning around why did Queensland beat New South Wales in the first game? Yeah. You can look at a million different things, but at the end of the day, you said this morning, Queensland wanted it more than New South Wales. End of story.
Game one. Yeah, it's not that hard.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
100%, and that's what we did against Peru, who was supposed to batter us.
Yeah.
But we were the better team.
Would you like me to read some text messages?
Yeah, go on. Good read.
Only the good ones.
No, read the bad ones. Because the bad ones, you know, they'll regret.
That's constructive criticism, well, wrong, isn't it?
They'll inspire me.
They'll regret it when I'm gone because they won't have anyone to bag.
Well, I'll give you two of these.
Yeah, no, Loz is still
here.
Do you want the two bad ones or the two good ones first that I've got just here in front of me? I'll go the two good ones. R. Slater was like a pimple who just grew on me and was one of my must-listen-to in the podcast, says Adam at Blacktown. Morning, guys. Safe to say I didn't go much on Rubby to start with, but I really enjoy his comments each week. Honest and forthright, which I love. Craig from Tamworth.
I've got a lot of supporters in Tamworth.
Now we get to
Tamworth's your place.
It's probably my mate who's moved out there.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's another one. Bo in Albury. Morning, boys. Tell R. Slater he's a legend. I'll miss his sharp and clear opinions. We'll see your, well, I'll say bum later, R. Slater. Cheers, Bo in Albury. See you, Slater, Robbie. One less dribbling Liverpool supporter on the radio. He's fine by me. All the best, mate. Toddy from Leeton then says.
Good on you, Tommy.
And then there's just, thank God for this. Great news. Bye, Robbie. No name to that one.
So
there you go. You get a bit of everything, Robbie.
Of course,
that's
no name.
But that, that's that was the first ex-wife.
No, but, mate, you will be. I in particular, will miss you dearly.
Yes.
Love you. I've worked with you for a long time. And
that's right, Gerard. We have known each other for a very long, long time. You're doing a great job. Clarkey, Lozza, Blocker, obviously. I'll still be seeing Blocker.
I'm just a fill-in. Freddie fill-in.
I tell you what, you're a fairly large fill-in. So.
But all the best. And
No, thanks.
On a time where we've got some optimism again in Australian football, let's hope we can just build off the...
That's what we need to do. We need a big A-League season next year and... let's go and maybe a surprise in the World Cup. Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Aussie spirit.
Aussie spirit. DNA.
Thank you, Robbie.
Cheers. Au revoir. A bientôt.